For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com.
This is the Monday evening service of July the 3rd, 1995, of the 4th of July camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Noel is the speaker for the evening.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Now, I've given you a very brief outline on conditions for deliverance. They are as following. Number one, you must be honest before God. Number two, you must have a right reason for wanting deliverance. The only reason for deliverance is to glorify God, to be obedient to God, and bear fruit to God. But as you bear fruit to God, you will find that your life will change, that you will follow the Spirit, and God will reward you. Then you can seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. Those are the reasons. Seek the kingdom of God, that His name might be glorified before the earth. That when people look at you, they can say, that's a Christian to the glory of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm the worst of sinners. But God in His grace to me. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. He reached down and He touched me and He called me. And He allowed me to stand before His throne, to stand to intercede for people. And I am what I am by the grace of God. And I say to all of you, you are what you are by the grace of God. For by grace you've been saved, not of works, that any man should boast, or any flesh should be glorified. I know a lot of ministries that try to approach the leaders, to save the leaders, and you can save the others. And I say that is not scriptural. But they continue to do it anyway. God will raise up leaders. God will raise up leaders. And so, you must humble yourself before God. You humble yourself by regular fasting and prayer. All of the church fell into the dark ages, people, in about the year 400. And it stayed in the dark ages until Martin Luther came forth and said, you're saved by grace, not by works. And all of the old time evangelists, Luther, Calvin, Wesley, all practiced fasting to humble themselves. John Wesley would not ordain a man to the Methodist ministry unless he agreed to fast breakfast and lunch 3 days a week. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Old-fashioned Methodists who believed in sin and deliverance. Well, you need to fast. You need regular fasting and prayer. Regularly. This is the Word of life. You need it, Him. How does it get Him? You read it to yourself. Read out loud. I believe in the Oriental custom of reading out aloud. Hebrew people read aloud. Therefore, you can hear the Word. It's spoken. And it goes down into the heart. And it is stored there. And the Holy Spirit said, Jesus said, I will bring all things to remembrance. The Holy Spirit will come unto you. And He will bring all things to remembrance when you need them. When you stand before the tribunal to be tried. Don't worry about what you'll say. I will bring it to your remembrance. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't put it in your heart, it won't come up. The devil attacks you. You need to fight him with the sword of the Spirit. This is the sword of the Spirit. This is the Logos Word. The sword of the Spirit is the Rhema Word, the spoken Word. You got to speak it. You can't take the Bible and hit the devil over the head with it. You have to take the Rhema Word and pierce him with the sword of the Spirit. Remember, that double-edged sword came out of Jesus' mouth. It was spoken. You need to put the Bible. If you read 3.5 chapters a day, you'll read the whole Bible in a year. I try to read it at least twice a year. in addition to my study time. I try to read it. I try to read it twice a year. I read it in a number of different translations. I don't know if that's wise or not, but I've read most of the modern translations several times. But I still come back to the King James. I like the King James because all of the concordances and all of my research work is done in the King James, and the King James is the most honest. I didn't say the best, I said the most honest. You go through your King James Version and you see words in italics. That means that that is a word that was placed there by the translators to tell you what they think, to give you a little insight. But it's not in the original manuscript, it's an added word. So they honestly put in italics so you will know it's an added word. Other translations don't do that. Some of them do. The New American Standard does sometimes. But the other translations, they don't. And so you don't know what's added, what the translator has put in there as added. The King James tells you. That's honest. That's honest. Okay. You got to humble yourself. You got to repent and turn from your sins. You've got to cry out to God. You got to get rid of your idols. You got to clean your house. You got to confess your involvement in the occult and turn away from it. You got to turn away from sexual sin. You got to break the curses involved in all these things. And God will set you free, people. God will set you free. Jesus is the deliverer. If you want to be free, He'll set you free. How many of y'all have never been in a mass deliverance service? Now, a mass deliverance service, we had one this afternoon. Brother Coffey did one. Spirits are air, or breath. The word, the Greek word for spirit is pneumo, from which we get pneumatic tire, pneumonia, air, breath. Jesus said the spirit was like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going. You can't see it, but you can see the results of it. You can see the dust being blown, the leaves of the trees move, but you can't see the wind. The Holy Spirit's the same way. You see the manifestations of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit as they move, but you can't see the Spirit. And so spirits are breath, air, and they come out of the breathing passages, generally your nose and your mouth, sometimes out of the ears, and they come out any way they want to, but they generally come out that way. They generally come out as a yawn. They come out as a sigh, a breath, a cough. The word to cast out means to give a quick jerk and vomit. So you cast out demons, that word, if you look it up in the dictionary, says it means to give a quick jerk and vomit. When you get rid of your demons, folks, you just relax and let what happens happen. If you have to choose between your demons and your dignity, let your dignity go. You can get it back. Your friends aren't here. They don't know what happened. Nobody going to tell on you. You can get your dignity back, but let your demons go. I've seen people sit on their demons because they don't want to manifest. They don't want anybody to know. So they keep it. And then they come up afterwards and say, well, would you really pray for me in private? Wayne Worley used to say that people who were unwilling to accept public prayer seldom got any lasting help. And I tend to agree with him in most part. Now, there are some things, sometimes, that you... I pray for people up front here all the time. That's in public. But I say to you, let your demons go. I was sitting on the third row, four seats in, when I got delivered. I sat here and I breathed out and I did just what they told me to. And I breathed out and I said all the prayers and I breathed and I waited and nothing happened to me. And I went up and complained that I had spent a lot of money and I had come down here at great expense and I had shut my office down and I had come down to get deliverance and wasn't anything happening. And this very nice young man who was an implement dealer from Minneapolis, who has a name I can't pronounce, he's a Swedish man, and he said, well, maybe today will be your day. And that's all he said, just come to the meetings. So I was sitting over there, and he came up. He said, this is the list God's given me to pray for tonight. And he had my list, you know. And he called out the first one, and that thing threw me out of the chair. And I fell on the floor, and I vomited. And I was about to get up, you know, and he called out another one, and I got to jerking, and I wallowed all over this vomit down there, and I was rolling in it. And then Irma sent some soul over to pray for me. They didn't get too close to me. They just sort of sit there and prayed, and as he called out these things. But you know, when I got through, I got up and I praised God, and I went and took a shower. I praised Him, and I got my dignity back that night. But I said, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because I had problems that I couldn't handle, and He set me free. Now, not everybody has something that dramatic. Sometimes you just sit quietly, and they just come out quietly. If they do, that's fine. But it's like having a baby, folks. You got to push them out. You got to come against them in your mind. And you don't, when I call out demons, don't play cafeteria. Oh, I might have that one. I don't have that one. I might have that and know that. Yeah. Just say, if it's in there, get them out. I don't want you. Just come against them in your mind and say, get out of me. And then by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we've been sitting for an hour and a half. I want everybody to stand up and let's praise God a little bit. It is said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Let everybody hold up your hands and praise Him. See how high you can reach. Everybody stretch upward and touch the ceiling and say, praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord, for your great glory. Glory to you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Great and mighty is your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Mashandio, Lashimadio, Mashatia. Ekashundio. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up your most holy faith. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Mashandio, Lashimadio, Mashatia. Elashundio, Lashimadio, Mashandia. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Let's all sit down now and put both feet on the floor. I want everybody to put both feet on the floor. Don't cross your knees. Remember the old witchcraft sign was if you crossed your fingers, you didn't have to tell the truth. Remember that? That's a witchcraft sign. The devil is an absolute legalist. He feels that if you got your knees crossed, that you aren't telling the truth. Got your legs crossed, got your arms crossed. You know, if he says you're not telling the truth, I don't have to believe you. I don't have to obey you. Because he's a legalist. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. Absolute legalist. Goes by the law. And he knows this Bible better than you do. He can quote it to you. Quote it to Jesus. Okay. Now, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And then we're going to proceed to call out the demons. Dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, conviction of spirit, do I make this following confession? I've sinned against you and disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. I do now repent of these sins and I ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I've opened to Satan. And I now ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the following. I renounce the occult, witchcraft and magic, seance and clairvoyance, mediums, Ouija boards, other occult games, fortune telling, palm laying, tea leaf reading,
crystal ball, card laying, or pendulum. I renounce all astrology and interest in horoscopes and signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy of reincarnation. I renounce all hypnosis, mind reading, mind control, second sight, ESP, and parapsychology. Renounce water witching and dowsing. Levitation, body tipping, table tipping, psychometry. I renounce astral projection, soul travel, and all other demonic skills. I renounce all mind control, power of positive thinking, positive control salesmanship, and demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery, dependence on talisman, such as St. Christopher's medals, Mary medallions, good luck charms, rabbit's foot, four leaf clovers, wishbones, potions, aluments, and vow will destroy the any on my person under my control. I vow to destroy any idol to foreign gods or other abominations on my person or under my control. I renounce all literature that I've ever read in these fields and vow to destroy such books that are under my control or in my possession. I break in the name of Jesus the following. I break all curses, hexes and spells, jinxes and jexes, and charms placed on me from occult sources. I break the curse of illegitimacy. 10 generations back on my family line. I break the curse of incest. 10 generations back on my family line. I break the curse of idolatry and whoredom off my family line. I renounce any oaths all my ancestors ever made. Any false god, idol, false cult, false religion. I renounce any initiation rite to any club, brotherhood, lodge, fraternity, sorority, or any order which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjugation, demonic soul ties, or bondages to my mother, my father, my grandparents, my spouses, ex-spouses, or any other human being, living or dead, who's ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity or any demonic hold upon my family line as a result of disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouses or ex-spouses. I break any curses of physical or mental illness on my family line. I break any curse on me, on my family, from occultic or demonic origin, and command it to return to the sender Psalms 109,
verses
17 to 20.
Proverbs
26,
27.
In the name of Jesus,
I renounce the following.
Every cult
that
denies the
blood atonement
of Jesus Christ.
Every philosophy
that denies
the deity
of Jesus Christ.
Dear Lord,
I confess
I've committed sexual
sin.
I do repent
and ask forgiveness.
I confess
that I have committed the following.
Hear quietly
now,
looking straight ahead
and under your breath,
but
you must speak
it for
fear of torture.
You
must speak it.
Anything
that you need to
confess now,
just very quietly.
Anything
that the Holy Spirit
brings to mind.
Just
bow your heads
now and just very
quietly.
Anything
that the Holy Spirit
brings to mind.
And
I claim cleansing
by
the blood of Jesus
Christ.
1
John 1:9.
If we confess
our sin,
He is
faithful and just
to
forgive our sins
and
cleanse us
from
all unrighteousness.
I do
now accept your
forgiveness and
cleansing
according
to your word.
Satan,
I rebuke
you in the
name of Jesus Christ,
my
Lord and Savior.
I notify
you.
I am reclaiming
all areas
that I
previously
yielded to you.
I
now
close these doors
forever.
Specifically,
I claim
freedom
from
sexual sin and
lust.
I bind
you and your host
and
command
that you leave me
now
in the
name of Jesus.
Lord,
I have another confession
to make.
I have not
loved,
but
I've resented certain
people.
I confess
this is sin.
I call
upon you, Lord,
to
help me forgive
them.
I do
now forgive.
Well,
just wait a minute.
Anybody that
the Holy Spirit
brings to mind,
you speak it
out and forgive them
very quietly.
Again,
it must be
a spoken
word. It cannot
be a mental asset.
A spoken word
is important.
In
forgiveness, you
must say it.
It must come out
of your mouth.
You must launch
it forth.
Praise
you, Jesus.
I do
now
forgive
myself.
People,
it is so important
that you forgive
yourself.
Jesus
forgave you.
You
must forgive yourself.
If you hold
unforgiveness
against yourself,
then
you're better than Jesus.
You
put into shame.
You
must forgive
yourself
for the
mistakes that you've
made.
Lord
Jesus Christ,
I believe
that
you died on the
cross for my sins
and
rose from the
dead
for
my justification.
You redeemed
me
by your
blood.
I belong
to you.
I want
to live for you.
I
confess all
my sins,
known
and unknown.
I'm sorry
for them all.
I renounce
them all.
Now
I come to you
as my deliverer.
Lord
Jesus.
Claiming
the promise.
In
Joel
2:32,
whosoever
shall call
upon
the
name of the Lord
shall
be delivered.
Lead
me now, Satan,
in
Jesus'
name.
Lord Jesus,
you know
my needs.
That
thing that
binds,
torments,
defiles,
That evil, unclean spirit. I call upon you now, Lord Jesus, to deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave me right now. In Jesus' name, be gone.
Now, all you spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ, I just bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you. These are children of God. All spirits of rejection, these are children of God. They've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They've been redeemed. Ephesians 1:6 says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace." They've been accepted in the Beloved. They're not rejected children. They're children of God. Now, rejection, I bind you and I command you to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection by mother, rejection by father, rejection by friends, rejection by spouses in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection by co-workers, by friends, go in the name of Jesus. I bind all rejection in the name of Jesus. I bind rejection and command it to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, rejection, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all rejection. I bind all fear of not being loved, fear of not being wanted, fear. I bind all fear in the name of Jesus. I bind legion fear, witchcraft fear, demonic fear in the name of Jesus. All fear, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I bind all fear, fear of not being loved, fear of not being wanted, fear of the dark, fear of not making it in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, fear, in the name of Jesus. All fear, be gone. Fear, fear, all bondage, bondage to fear. I come against the spirits of bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all bondage, bondage to fear, bondage to false religions in the name of Jesus, bondage to necromancy, necromancy spirits. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Mariology spirits, I bind you. All religious spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, be gone. All spirits of religiosity in the name of Jesus Christ, go. All false spirits, all Pharisee spirits in the name of Jesus, be gone in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All spirits of lust, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, all jealousy and envy, go in the name of Jesus. All self-centeredness, go in the name of Jesus. All pride, go in the name of Jesus. All pride, ego and vanity, spirits of hardness, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirit of hardness. Spirit of hardness, be gone in the name of Jesus. All spirits of hardness, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Hardness, be gone. All spirits of hardness, pride, ego, vanity, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of selfishness, self-centeredness, go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft, all bondage, bondage to drugs, bondage to alcohol, bondage to cigarettes, in the name of Jesus, bondage to blasphemy, bondage to foul language, bondage to fornication, in the name of Jesus Christ, go, go. All spirits of porneo, I bind you in the name of Jesus and command you to be gone in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus. All spirits of jealousy and bitterness in the name of Jesus. All jealousy and bitterness, bitterness, I bind you in Jesus' name. I speak to the bitter spirits and I say, Jesus Christ, I'll put Jesus Christ in the bitter pool. As Moses put the stick in the pool at Marah, we put Jesus Christ in the bitter pool. I bind the root of bitterness and I pull it out. I pull out the knife of betrayal in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, bitter spirits, all bitter spirits, all spirits of rebellion spirits, all bitter spirits, all witchcraft spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out. For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Come out, witchcraft. All witchcraft spirits, all Jezebel spirits, I bind you. All idolatry spirits, all spirits of the occult, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of divination of the occult, in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft, come out in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft. All witchcraft, all rebellion, rebellion against the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, all rebellion, all bitterness, all rebellion in the name of Jesus. Go! Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All rebellion, go in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! All rebellion against the Word of God. Go! Go! All stubbornness,
But stubbornness is an idolatry as unto iniquity, as unto idolatry. I bind all stubbornness, stubborn self-will in the name of Jesus. All stubbornness in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. All stubborn spirits. Spirits of stubbornness in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. 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 All stubborn spirits. Go. All stubborn self-will in the name of Jesus. All deception. Go. 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 All spirits of deception. Go. All Kundalini spirits. Go. All spirits of the hoodoo. Go. The voodoo. Go. I break all curses that have been spoken against these people in the name of Jesus. All destroying demons now, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Surely, Lord, you bore our infirmities and our sorrows and our sicknesses and our pain. And by your stripes we've been healed. You were wounded for our transgressions and you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon you. And by your stripes we've been healed. By your stripes, Lord. Lord, I come against any infirmity spirits now. I come against the infirmity spirits of encephalitis in the name of Jesus Christ. Infirmity spirits of learning disability in the name of Jesus. Of dyslexia in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of learning disability and dyslexia, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits that won't let these people learn, won't let these children learn, won't let them learn, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of dyslexia and learning disability, in the name of Jesus, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break the curse that gives you the right to be there. I break all the idolatry curses, all the whoredom curses, and I command you to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't torment these people anymore. I break your authority in the name of Jesus. All learning disabilities in the name of Jesus Christ. All dyslexia in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of encephalitis and epilepsy in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break the curses, all the curses of Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. I bind stroke in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind strokes in the name of Jesus. I bind vasculitis in the name of Jesus. I command them to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone. I bind amnesia in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I bind amnesia in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind compulsive thinking in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. I bind all blindness in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind deafness. Deaf ears be open. I bind all vertigo in the name of Jesus. Labyrinthitis, vertigo in the name of Jesus. I speak to the deaf ears. I say be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to hay fever. I speak to asthma. I speak to all allergies. I bind you in the name of Jesus. All allergies, be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Yes, go in the name of Jesus. Go. All allergies, all asthma, go. All allergies, go. Go. All bronchitis, go. I speak to tumors. Tumors of the brain. Tumors of the lung. Tumors of the vocal cords, go. All laryngitis, go. 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 All emphysema, go. Go. Emphysema, I bind you. Heart trouble, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of heart trouble. Congestive heart failure, go. In the name of Jesus, go. Go. All heart failure, go. 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 I speak to stomach ulcers, go. Go. I speak to the pleural spasm. Go. I speak to the gallbladder trouble. Go. I speak to hepatitis. Hepatitis. Go. Go. Spastic colon. Go. Pancreatitis. Go. Diabetes. I bind you. I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I speak to high blood pressure. Go. Go. I speak to colitis. Enteritis, Alzheimer's disease, Crohn's disease, go! 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 I speak to prostatitis, go!
Cervicitis, go! Vaginitis, go! Urethitis, go! In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind chlamydia! Chlamydia, I bind you in the name of Jesus! Human papillomavirus, I bind you in the name of Jesus! Be gone! Be gone! They've been healed by the blood of Jesus! They've been healed! You're bound! Leave! They've been healed by the blood of Jesus Christ! All trichomonas, go! Go! All colitis, proctitis, hemorrhoids, go! Varicose veins, go! Swelling of the ankles, go! Neuritis, go! 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 All migraine headaches, I bind you, migraine headaches! Go! In the name of Jesus, go! 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 Go in the name of Jesus Christ, all of you! Thank you, Lord Jesus. All arthritis! Arthritis, I bind you in the name of Jesus! Go! Go! I speak to the spirit of whoredom! I bind you, whoredom! You can't control these people anymore! I bind whoredom in the name of Jesus Christ! Come out, whoredom! Come out! Come out! Come out! Spiritual whoredom! Sexual whoredom! Come out in the name of Jesus Christ! I bind the spirit of the whoremonger in the name of Jesus Christ! Go! Go! I bind fornication in the name of Jesus, the spirit of fornication. Go!
Break the curse of world and sex in the name of Jesus Christ.
Go! You hear me, you demons? I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to leave God's people. Go! Go! I speak against the spirit of Alzheimer's now. I break your authority over these people. Alzheimer's, brain degeneration, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. For Moses was 120 years old, and his eye was not dim, and his vigor was not abated. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, you Alzheimer's disease. I bind you destroying viruses in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all destroying spirits in the name of Jesus. I command them to leave. In the name of Jesus, all arthritis, be gone. Go in the name of Jesus. Thank you and praise you and bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Great and mighty is your Lord, is your name, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, I stand here, Lord, and I loosen. And I loosen shalom upon these people now, Lord. I use loose and charis and shalom, grace and peace, Lord Jesus. Let your grace and your peace flow down now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. For you gave them beauty for ashes, Lord. You gave them the oil of joy for mourning, Lord. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be a planting of the Lord, a tree of righteousness. Lord Jesus, I release the joy of the Holy Ghost now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Everybody hold up their hands now. Praise you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, I release the joy of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, just fill them now, Lord God. Lord, I send forth the war angels, Lord, to break any containers that contain part of their soul that's been stolen from them in the name of Jesus, Lord. I send forth the war angels and ministering spirits to gather up the parts of their soul that have been stolen now, Lord. You say in the 23rd Psalm, Lord, that you would lead us for some green pastures and still waters, and you would restore our soul. Now, Lord, I speak restitution now, Lord Jesus. I speak restitution. Make them the child of God that you envisioned before the foundation of the earth. Lord, I release that soul to come forth and be restored now, their mind, their will, and their emotions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I release the spirits of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge and fear of the Lord to flow into them, Lord God. To flow into them and fill them, Lord God. Release on them now the joy of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Let your spirit just sweep, Lord. Let your joy come in, Lord God. Touch them with your joy, Lord. Lishimadio Mashatiya, Kamashindio, Lishimadio Mashatiya.
Oh, God, touch him. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch your people, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, touch your people. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you for your healing grace, Lord God. Thank you for your deliverance, Lord. Thank you for your healing grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everybody hold up their hand that wants to receive. Them what don't want to receive, put their hands down. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, with the holy hands lifted up. Oh, Lord, without wrath the doubting. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your spirit flow, Lord God. Let your spirit flow down now, Lord. Oh, the Shekinah glory is so thick in here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just stick up your hands and partake of it. As healing grace will flow into you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Brother Glenn.
Let me say one thing for you before you leave. The devil will come and sit on your bed tonight and say, nothing happened to you. And he'll say, I'm coming back in. And you tell him, get out of him. I'm a child of God. I've been delivered. Blood of Jesus Christ, and you've got no right to me. Be gone in the name of Jesus.
You know, a number of years ago, many years ago now, I was in a service where deliverance was going on. Anyway, about 20 years ago now, I was in some meetings where deliverance was going on, and I had never seen deliverance of that order before. And when I went home, there was a lady that had come to visit me and had taken me to these meetings, and I says, I have never seen anything like this. And I says, I think I need to write a song about it. And so I sat down and at midnight wrote this song, and I kind of wrote it in jest at the time, but realized later that the Spirit of the Lord was on the song. And when we went back the next day and sang it for the conference that was going on, they were thrilled with it because they said this describes it about as good as it can be described. It goes like this. If you're in despair and doubt, get on that chair and shout it out, knowing that the Lord has made a way, for the Father up above will cleanse your heart with love. If you just get on that chair and shout it out, for your anger, lust, and fear, just travail with bitter tears. The cause of your frustrations he'll reveal. If you ask and seek, you'll find he'll meet you every time. If you just get on that chair and shout it out. When the power is applied, death and demons cannot hide. The Spirit of the Lord will make them known. So get with it, you'll get free from sin and iniquity. If you just get on that chair and shout it out. Stop and holler, weep and wail, cough and spit it in the pail. Grab a pillow, pound the floor and let it go. When the power is applied, death and demons cannot hide. If you just get on that chair and shout it out. Stop and holler, weep and wail, cough and scream and just travail. Grab a pillow, pound the floor and let it go. If you ask and seek, you'll find he'll meet you every time. If you just get on that chair and shout it out. If you just get on that chair and shout it out. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.